To tell us more about the E4 experience in Dallas and some of the things that she's learned as an industry insider over the years, we have Melody Craigmile, the VP of Marketing for Almo Corporation. Melody, it's so wonderful to have you on today. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Melody. And I had to give you a platform. I know we talked at Infocom, and one of the things you guys were doing, you were actually giving back as part of your 75th anniversary. Wanted to give you a chance to just talk about that real briefly and let the audience know some of the great things that you guys actually did to give back to the communities at Infocom throughout the year.
Yeah, well, like you said, it is our 75th anniversary. And so Almo's always been about philanthropy, but especially this year, we wanted to donate to 75 different charities across the country, many of whom are employees and partners nominated. So we're finishing rounding out that 75 right now. As a matter of fact, tomorrow in our Maryland office, we're having a celebration. We're putting together some fun bags for the Ronald McDonald House here in Baltimore, Maryland. And then at Infocom, we actually donated all of the furniture that we had in our booth, which is from one of our sister companies, Hanover. We gave that to the Habitat for Humanity Restore retail outlet for them to resell to raise money for an amazing charity down there.
Well, one of the things I love most about ProEV is that we've got a lot of giving people and a lot of selflessness in the industry, and that's never been more exemplified than through the Almo Corporation. So, Melody, on behalf of the industry, thank you guys very much.
I can tell you, it has been such a rewarding year, just knowing and learning about all these charities, some of them just very small. You know, $1,000 and $1,075 donation goes so far in some of these places, and we're honored to do it.
Well, let's take industry service a little bit and kind of flip it to the other side of the spectrum. You know, one of the things that we're seeing quite a bit of resurgence on this year is the local and kind of regional events, and none more paramount than E4 this year, which you guys are throwing in Dallas. Can you give us a little bit of context about E4, some of the things you guys are looking to achieve this year, but also why you decided to bring most of it back in person this year?
Yeah, so, you know, we've had the E4 experience for, you know, going on 12 years now. And unfortunately, you know, we obviously, like everybody else, we couldn't be out there last year. But we're really proud to get back into it in Dallas. And I know Texas has been one of those states kind of leading the way and opening back up and getting back to live events. And we're just really excited to bring the show back with some new and exciting products with our partners, some great education, and also a special surprise that I know we're going to talk about a little bit later, but very excited. And also, you know, we're going to be doing a hybrid event. So not only will it be live, it will be online. And that's a whole new endeavor that we have never done before. And I think we're going to be the industry's first true hybrid event.
You know, you make a great point, right? Texas is a wonderful state. A lot of great people are willing to travel here. But you mentioned the hybrid side of the event. You know, what are some of the things you guys are looking to highlight specifically, maybe that are a little bit different from, you know, even the NABs and the digital Infocoms of the past?
You know, a lot of these shows, they have just streamed the sessions. And that's not really what this is about. This is a very curated experience that someone will get online. I mean, we're going to be doing exhibit hall tours that are going to be, you know, designed for specific markets. For instance, we have a digital signage tour. We're going to have a DV LED tour. We're going to have a new products tour. So it's not just walking around with the camera, but it's insightful people doing meaningful interviews, digging into the technology and helping them understand how it fits into applications. In addition to streaming some great online sessions, we're going to have some bonus content just especially for the online audience. And it's going to be a great production then.
Well, I love the approach that you guys are taking, really engaging the digital audience just as much as you are the local audience. I always love to compare it to sports, right? We are in Texas, so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Dallas Cowboys, a team that literally was built because of what was happening off the field, right? There's a lot of people wearing the shirts and jerseys off of the field, and there's probably millions and millions of fans that are not at the games, right? They're the people that aren't able to attend. You know, and you guys are taking that same approach, you know, to everybody that can't be here in person. You're giving the attendees virtually and through digital platforms, you know, a bit of a different experience. And, you know, can you talk just briefly about, let's use the sports example, right? How are some of the differences between the in-person experience and the digital experience different, right? Specifically in the context of, you know, what would you prefer the in-person audience gets out of the show? And then maybe what would you prefer the digital audience gets out of the show?
Well, I think that, you know, the in-person obviously is an invaluable, and you and I kind of talked a little bit about that at Infocom, right? You know, being back together, there's just no substitute for that. And I think, you know, they're going to get to get hands-on with the product. They're going to be able to walk up to that instructor and say, can I talk to you a little bit more about what you were talking about in the industry? And they're going to be able to see, you know, their ALMO reps and industry veterans. And that's just so important. But for the online audience, you know, they're really going to get the whole flavor of the live event, but curated for them online. And like I said, we've gone to great lengths to make sure that, you know, sitting through that all day is going to be a really great experience. They're going to learn about what's happening. They're going to understand, you know, what the highlights of the show are without actually having to be there.
Well, we're looking forward to being in person for sure. Actually, you can see the venue behind me over my shoulder here, so we're just a stone's throw away. We're going to be covering the event on site in partnership with ALMO and a couple of the partners on site as well, including Absyn. So we're excited to be down there. But you know, Melody, I know that there's really some really special things happening on site. I kind of want to leave it at a tease, but I've heard rumors of maybe some holograms.
That's right. We are going to have holograms live on stage. So whether you're there in person or you're online, you're going to get to see the Art Media Technology, which ALMO has an exclusive distribution agreement with in the U.S. So we're going to actually have a presenter beaming in from California live on stage and another presenter beaming in from Washington, D.C., to present some really, really cutting edge technology that really, I think, is going to revolutionize live events. I mean, if you think about, you know, that CEO who doesn't want to travel to the conference from Dubai, but wants to be on stage to address his or her, you know, employees, they can do that within the comfort of their own corporate office with the Art Media Technology and be in life-size proportions and interact with the audience. It's just amazing when people are in the audience, they have that mic and they're talking to the hologram and getting responses back in real time. It blows your mind.
You know, interestingly enough, Melody, too, I come from a house of worship background. There's so many applications in that space, too, especially with multi-site churches. I mean, certainly that's got to be something that you guys are looking to target with that product.
Absolutely. I mean, the applications are endless. Of course, I mentioned corporate. You know, house of worship, education is huge. I mean, you know, these universities are all competing, and imagine being able to bring in the best and brightest instructors or physicians or researchers into your university without them having to travel, but to be there with the students, either in person or online, and then having access to such amazing professionals. Those are just some of the things that I think people can start dreaming about in the pro AV industry, what they could bring to their end users.
Well, and I mentioned Absyn is going to be there as well. Can you tell me some of the other partners that you guys are looking to highlight at the show?
Well, Absyn in particular, we're very excited. They're going to be bringing their new Cobalt product for everybody to see, which, you know, if you couldn't make it to Infocom, and that was a lot of folks, you can see it live here. We're also going to have brand new product from Harman, first time seen. We're going to have new product from Hudley, from Jabra, from Barco, from Sony. Sony's actually going to have a whisper suite there. People can go in and see some really great new technology. They'll have a presence on the show floor as well, but lots of new products. And that's one of the most favorite thing that people always tell us about the E4 is like, I get to see the new stuff.
I'm a little bit biased because I love the work that you guys do at ALMO, but I recommend highly that everybody gets down here the week after Thanksgiving. Let the turkey settle. We're skipping the Monday, come in on Tuesday. Let the exhibitor set up on Monday. You guys come in on Tuesday and check out the space. You know, Melody, I can't leave you today without asking 2022, right? Everybody's got an opinion about what 22 is going to look like for the industry. And I want to ask, what are you seeing for 2022 inside the industry for the next year?
Well, I think that it's going to be a great year for the pro AV industry. I think as soon as some of the supply chain issues resolve themselves, which is going to take a while, but you know, we're already seeing some, you know, new projects being specified and people really grasping what the hybrid workplace is all about. I think that's a great opportunity. We're seeing getting back to live events. We already have our full 2022 E4 calendar ready and contracted. So the first event's going to be March 22nd, Anaheim. And then the second one's going to be May 1st in Chicago. We're also going to be in DC and Boston later on in the fall. But I think there is an appetite to be getting back together and really having those one-on-one experiences with partners. And, you know, one of the fun things about being a distributor is, you know, we can bring the whole solutions together, right? You know, we can bring the apps and video wall with the Peerless mounting solutions with BrightSign Player, and we can kind of bring that together for people at our events. And that's part of what makes the E4 a really unique experience.
And there's not a lot of people that are doing it as good as you guys are. So, Melody, I'll leave it there with you, but I appreciate you coming on Pro AV today and looking forward to seeing you guys out at the show.
Thanks so much. See you in a couple weeks.